Shir Mem Zayin Bava Kamo continued Yudhe Shvadi Tov Shemem Gimel, February 1st, 1983, on Tuesday continued. On Tuesday.
Because in Shishayim, in the caves where they collapse, they flow uphill. Machine can be there, so it's not Shayim. A chumre in ish as against ishah, the fact, even though ish is bachayah nilo, because even when it is ishah, but it's by unbreakiness, so assuming that she's an ishah, the unbreakiness is an ishah, then we wouldn't have to be mild unbreakiness in the hail. So here too, in other words, even if it would be ishah, as a matter of fact, we can visualize an unusual case of lichacho of mirei. Has it gone to a plowed up field by there? We can visualize it. Why? It's not chaya that the plowed up field should fall into a bear. But bear is not that game, a pit. So any tako, suppose, like the Gemore, or nofal bear of Yiddish Memo, leachan utile shu potah. Suppose certain water would be spilled upon a plowed up field, and then it would start emitting in the course of time. So that water or that liquid would start emitting a very bad odor, and that would damage the plowed up field. So what kind of a hezek would it be done? By Beria. So even if it would be shayach, it would still be possible. So that's how we have to explain the Rashi. When Gemara says here, the boy is saying, "We'll love you." Vidova shenirolo lavasu yekei. So alasu yichatere. So even though it's an unusual hezek by reach to singe a plowed up field, it's highly unusual. I mean, this can probably happen once in many years. I mean, that the fire should damage a plowed up field. But if it happens, so it's higher. Or if the fire singed the wax, so it's higher. But Mashem can be there. So Rashi says, Lishayabe, usually it's not higher. Some melee, even if it happens, so it's fine. let's say, suppose he spilled water, and then, and that water in the course of time started to emit a very offensive odor, and that damage the plow that field, he'll also be potter. He'll also be potter. In the same way as the Rambam says, we discussed it already, that if a behemoth pikhes, if a behemoth pikhes b'yein, falls into a bay, so he's potter. Why is he potter? Because harizek moipele b'yeinis. So here too, So here it will also be potter for the same reason, because it's reshaya. Normally it's not shaya. So in the melee, even if it happens in an unusual situation, so it is also potter. Now, something similar now. And the, when in regard, something similar is mentioned by the Rashba here. Rashba now anymore. Because here it says that Rashi probably would say whatever Rashi says in regard to Yichachon Mirei, or Dosh Mirei also say in regard to Sichsachavon. So when the Gemara says, you don't want to know all of you can do, you have to be Sichsachavon. So each is higher in the age singes. In the age singes. Wax. is potter. So what do you mean here is potter? So in other words, it's not chaya. But if it's not chaya, so how can that be mentioned it's a chumrah? So the Rashba says, no, it is chaya. It's an unusual thing. But suppose it is chaya. Let's say an account of the beya, so a kesel that is somewhat to the beya collapsed, and all the wax of the kesel that is some of the bay, so collapse fell into the bay, so then it is potter. And he mentions a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi deduces it from a posit that karka, if damage is done to karka, the balabir, by the bay of the balabir is potter. So it's something similar. So we have to say, it's Lishaya, we know that it's not Shaya. But it can be visualized in an unusual situation. So he says, So then he has the question, So why do we have to resort to a special passage? That in Karke is music Bibeya, the Balabir is what? It can't happen. It can be visualized. When the Torah will discuss it in, that can't happen. The answer is, of course, the Torah will not discuss it in that can never happen. But if something can happen, even though it can happen once in 100 years, so then the Torah can discuss it. Now, one time it says, Vinciel Mire, Lohoyo Briosikriyes, one time, so in order that his son should be hired, missing, and his call is here on the so the father and the mother, so they have to have the same call and everything the same. I mean, how is a child, one is a man and one is a woman, and they should have the same call and everything the same? So it can happen. There are certain unusual things in the world. So as long as it can happen, even though it's a very seldom thing, some male and the Torah can discuss that. So here too, even though it's unusual, but as long as it can happen, so the Torah discusses it, and the Torah says, "Vames hiale, dobra mitumpu, yotzekal kashem mitumpu." Shlomo hutzchakos l'mayim guulai in machmas beirei not for cases of chaleret. So that's the zera sakosu. So it's not just the zera sakosu that if the kesel collapses into the beir because of the beir, and all the wax of the kesel falling to the Beyer. So it's Potter because it's Exos HaKosov. No, why the Exos HaKosov? That Kalka, if it falls into the Beyer, so it's Potter. Because it's in your own, it's highly unusual. So Mele, that's why it's Potter. So in its essence, it implies that Beyer is Potter and Domash in all. This is what the Rashba says. Alright. Now, Matzul Rabashi, Leitz Nechem Abishem Mebeya, Shashay Chiyo Beishay Abzulam Angdoshim, Mashayin Kim Mebeya, Bayon Mazikim. So, there is a Ptur of Reyu Rishol Hekdesh. What does Hekdesh mean? Hekdesh means Mamashayish. But Ptur Angdoshim means at one time it was Hekdesh. But then it became Nipsa. So it Nipsa. So it's not Hekdesh anymore. So then, let's say Sheir is not Potter. If Sheir would be Mazik, Sheir shall have the Shul Potter. Then we shall have this. But if Sheir would be Mazik, Sheir shall have the Shul. That at one time it was Hekdesh. But now at the time of the Hezek, it's not Hekdesh. So it's Chayot. Mashiach came by Beir. So not only if Sheir had the Shmamesh, at the time the Sheir falls into the Beir, it shall have this. Even if now it's already not Hekdesh, but as long as at one time it was Hekdesh, even though now it's not Hekdesh, so it's also Potter. Why? Because of the special Kedosh HaKosov of Vames Yelam. Now, Sheir Tzulam Yidosh is Nivdeh. We know from Beir it was already Nivdeh, but at one time it was Hekdesh. Still, the Balabeir is Potter. We know from the Beir, Potter Balabeir, Dirsi, Balabeir Yishalei, Vames Yelam. והמס ילי יוצא זה שינמש עלי. So, in other words, so what does והמס ילי got it in the partial bearing like? Because the Torah mentions exerts a cause of והמס ילי in the partial of Sheir, and that the Torah mentions והמס ילי in the partial of Sheir. So in the part, the Ames Yalei in the parasha of Sheir implies that Abayim Tapu Mevela. Mashein Kein, in the parasha of Beir, Ames Yalei implies that it has to be Muter, Banoye. Barabir Shal Ames Yalei, Yotzoze Shein Ames Yalei, the Aval Gav Dinibde, Ines Osolachil Likovin. So if Sheir was the Hekdesh at one time, then Mum fell into the Sheir, so we were paid it. So then the Gdushe, the Hekdesh, was Poka. We are paid it. And Domi, we are paid it. But still, you cannot, after it was Nivdeh, you cannot give this Behemoth Likovin. Because, especially with the Sakosu, David, I will need the message for Achille Likovin. Now, you know, Mikheles, Tis Bachul Egizo, Gosav Lecholo, ויוכלתו ולוי לקלובים, ומסו המקדוש נקוס המדבר, ונוק חשי חייב, וכסיב שיראיו, וכי מדינים זה שיראיו כנבי, ואף אגב, שיר מה מקסיב, והמס ילאי, מוסיב לכם לבעל מתת נבר, מה שאין כי להמס ילאי, ויבאי, has the meaning of מי שהמס ילאי, מותה בנויה, היא נבר כאן בנויה, so, but, יוצא, שיר צולה מקדושן, that is not muter and every kind of anoye. Let's say you cannot be machil, the nevele of the sheir, hamizek, to be mazik, to be machil at the club. So mele, there is no chiyu. By sheir, by sheir, psu amigoshi, that fell into the bay, so the balabeir doesn't have to pay. Because when does he have to pay? Only when the balchai hamizek, the Balchai Anizek is muta ba'anoye in all kinds of anoyes. He's allowed him to give away the nevelet, liklovim. But if liklovim is osea, so then there is no chiyub under balabeir. So the mele, maskar rabashe leis, lechino b'shem ubeir, shashech, b'shem ugosh, mashem kini beir, I am the b'shem rabonani, I nishay ha, shir nam ha, el yam the b'yude, my shir da hai shir, so the mele says, shir dosh b'nirek, there is another chumre that Sheir possesses over the Bob Beir. Let's say, if Sheir tramples upon a plowed up field, so it's chayav v'sakeren, but Beir is potter and damage done to a plowed up field. The price of mention is one of the chumras. The chair has, as against Beyer, is the fact that chair is darker than classic. Mashiach K, Beyer is not darker than classic. So, in other words, when the chair tramples upon it, plowed up fields, so that's already included in the chumra of darker than classic. שאם דושה שיהיה בניר נסחב בכך, שהשבור לא מבידי שקל וקרני, שכמו עשו להזי, יחיום נשאר להם, מניר שקל כן, מה שאין כן, מבייר ושווה לקרע כן. So, so you have to say, שי, so, if it's a shy, it's never shy, nothing in an unusual situation, so, how can it be mentioned as a home bed? The answer is, normally it's not shy, but in an unusual situation, it can be visualized. It can be visualized. In other words, as the Rashba says, let's say on account of the bear, so the case of Asama for bear fell into the bear. All right. Now let's see the cases. Lichachon Eirei, Visir Tzrabonov, Gavdosh, Vinir Epiosh Rashi, Mashem Tibir, Lishay Bezikav, Mashem Tibir, Mashem Tibir, Mashem Tibir, Mashem Tibir, Lishay Bezik Nivavoni, Vikosh and Kurush, Vikin Hoyo Vaskia, Kamo Ezekis, Shay Seis and Dover Akavu Ashi Sir, Basin, Shalkor Makuin, Eliash Lema, Lichachon Eirei, the Chai of Abu Pishin, Vigilish Kazik, Ishia, Vyavon Kwal, Mashem Tibir, so according to Rashi, Mashem Tibir means the same kind of Ezek of Lichachon Eirei. So we can visualize it in an unusual situation. But Hezek means Mashiach Mibeya, something that is similar to the nature of the Hezek of Yichachanei Reidon Bapai. What is that? Mashiach Mibeya, the prophet's Miyut, what am I missing? Kidding them the Yilus, the homies, the prophet's Miyut. So we discussed that. We said that there is a Machlekes Hashem. From the Rambam it appears that the reason is why. If a behemoth falls into a bear pocket's mute and the behemoth gets killed. So the Balabir is put there, all right, it's a kosher. Sheva Lord Muhammad Kelly. But from Rambam, it's mashma, he says it explicitly. That the kosher itself is based upon the fact, because it's highly, highly unusual for a sheva, for any living thing, whether it's a human being or an animal. So it's highly, highly unusual for a living being to get killed in a bayah that is less than 10 tefachim. So mainly even if it happened, so he's brought up, and that's the pshat of HaKoyesh Yochel Tivah Misa. So it's not brought up because if somebody slept in the other person's face and the other person died, so it's brought up because we say he didn't die from the slapping of the face. He died because he just happened coincidentally, he happened to have a heart attack. That moment, and even if the person had not slapped his face, he would have died at the same moment from the heart attack anyway. So there is such a shit, and that can be seen from the Kedusha Aram and Sanhedrin. But from the Rambam it appears that the reason is why HaKoyesh in the ethical homeless is put is not if the human needs that the person should die from such a HaKoyesh. So we say, even if he died from something else. It was a heart attack, just a coincidence. And even without slapping his face, so in the right. No, if we see that the person slaps the other person's face, and on the spot he dies, so then we attribute the death, to the slapping of the face. But it could be true, if that person did not have a weak arm, so then the slapping of the face would not have been paid count on the fact that that person had a sick arm. So, mainly, the slapping of the face expedited the death. So it is because of the death. But why is it for that? Since the wounded is that he shouldn't die. So something unusual happened. Highly unusual happened. Something that no person would ever anticipate such a possibility. But it happened is for that. And we saw from Rosh Hashanah Rambam that the whole aloha of HaKoyesh Sheini to the homies that is for that applies only to hearing the mazik. We discussed it. But it doesn't apply to hearing the shady. In other words, because we see there is a special sakosov. Maya Vishus of Ko Vishus. Yotza Ava Makes Niva Rabba Rasrei Samuni Shia Bez Shiko. So it's important because it's Sakoyes Mitzvah. Now the Gemara says in Makes that when is the tour of Akoyes Mitzvah only if the Akoye turned out to be a Mitzvah. But not if a person intended to do a mitzvah, and it turned out that it was just an aveira, not a mitzvah. So, not a mitzvah. So the question is, why do we have to resort to a special zersatos? Yotzo alamakes miyar avreis talmidei. All right, yaser es binchuli anechechot, v'yitem adam mafshechot. So it's a mitzvah sometimes to chastise a child, to chastise a talmid, or to chastise a balbin. So, who is rebellious and does not comply with the psak din. All right, but it goes without saying that there is no heter for a father to mete out such a, just that kind of akoye that might possibly result in the death. Then the father is a cruel father, is a brutal father. So the Rambam says that a father, a rebbe, is not allowed to hit a child or a talmid with his fist, but only, and not with a makir, but only with the tzur, kalo, tanu, admei. So it goes without saying that he's not allowed, the father has no rishus or rebbe, has no rishiyah bezin, has no rishus to use real force if something that under certain circumstances might result in the death of the person, of the child, or of the body. So obviously, the Xerzakosot applies to a case where the father or the rebbe meted out hakoye shembegedons, and he died. So only because of the special sakosuf mayar rishus afkol rishus yotzal varakim yav v'salmideh. Otherwise, he would be chayim boles. But why do we have to resolve the special sakosuf? It's a question of promise. So it's a raya that in view, according to the Rambam says explicitly, the reason is why a koye shemit v'homis is poter is because sha'areyu mipel v'homis. He doesn't need the din of homis rachmo lepatrei. What kind of an homis is it? And suppose it's a imit v'homis. So is he allowed to hit? Even if it's anything wrong, he's not allowed to slap somebody else's face. So something unusual is the sakosu of Akoyesh Romis. And the Roshna Rambam means Hamakes Havele Bizode. Perigimu Mechasvetzeh Yosh Meras Nefesh. Haloch Hale. Hamakes Havele Bizode in Be'erven Be'ezu Yisei. Why Bizode? Ain't it? Bizode no Bishede. But in respect to Zodeni, it's relevant in regard to Mise. In respect to Shege, it's relevant in regard to Goles. But why does he emphasize his other? The answer is, HaKol Shemit Romis doesn't mean he didn't die from it. If he didn't die from it, so then we don't have to resort to Israel Sakosu. He did die from it. But the Uden is, by all the experts, that he shouldn't die. And before it happens, all the experts, all the doctors will say, fair, that he couldn't die from it. Even if the makir is applied to a sick person who has a heart condition, who had a heart attack several times, he still, the wounded is that he couldn't die from slapping his face. But if he died, so we see all right, so the doctor just didn't anticipate it without any fault of their own. It's something unusual, exceptional. But we say, he did die from it. He did die from it. It's a special zakosu. So that zakosu is mentioned in connection with Erev Menezi. It's not mentioned in connection with Erev Mishemi. That's why the Torah has to tell us that Adamakes Neivar Avarim is Talmidei, so he's potter of Goles. And without the zakosu, he would be Chayav Goles. Why would he be Chayav Goles? Because we could visualize a case of Adamakes Neivar in the case of Akoyer Shemi Gromis. But he did die Mishemi. So the male, only because of a kodesh on mitzvah, so he's fine. All right. So this is what Tesis says. Mashiach is there. The prophets need potter. There's a kodesh in Romis. Didn't they reduce Romis? The prophets need. So Tesis Shite, at that time we saw that Tesis Shite is like Ram. Shashin chilim to Amigdoshi. Shashin chilim to Amigdoshi. Mashiach can be there, can Hashem la Messiah, Misha Meshalei, Vitema, Lono Mishay of the Ozon, Tapically Ma Messiah, Misha Meshalei, can have been on Shep to Amigoshin, to mess up the Banoy Dashin, Shom Shom Megla Rufe, the very Tima meeting, because the Torah says in the parish of the Gla Rufe, Shom. ויריד וזיקלי אוהיר, אהי יסו אגלו. אל נחל איסו נשא שוליו, אשר לא יעובד בי. ובו יזוריה, ויורפו שום יסו אגלו. בנוחל, שום. And the Torah says in Chukas, Vatom Shom Miyoyam. So just as the as Nachal Esav is also Bamoye, just as Eglahu is also Bamoye, just as Eglahu is also Bamoye, is also Bamoye. So Miyoyam, what does it mean? A human being, a mess. Vatom Shom Miyoyam. A mess is also Bamoye. So there is an Isra Raisa to be Nene. To be Nene from a mess. And these are the rights. There's an Israel rights. There is a whole long mission around. There were certain Jews who wanted to go to do business. I mean, everything in all the in the course of generations. So everything was an object of business. So there were certain Jews who wanted to go to do business with the mummies, with the pharaohs, to sell pharaohs, you know, to museums. So the question was, the Mishnah Berurah discusses it, whether you can do business with the mummies, in other words, sell the mummies to museums. So he discusses that question, whether a mess akum is also banoye or not. So there is an isa of anoye, an isa deraisa, of anoye, of having anoye from a mess. Where is that, what is the mocha for that isa? That is Zeroshove, of Zeroshove, shom shom neglahu, eglahu is also banoye. So Miyoyom, a mess, is also a osabano. So Teisa says, the kashi, since we have a zerosakos, of a mess shalei, nisha mess shalei, that is mutabanoi. Mashen king, the sheep swami goshi falls into a barrier. So the sheep swami goshi, he cannot have a noi. He cannot be machle clothing. So in the melee, there is no chivo barrier. So why do we have to resort to a special zerosakos? Vinopel shomo sheol chameya. Sheol miyodom. That if an Odom falls into the bear and dies, so then he is muter, so he's potter of pain. But why is he potter? But if we die in Zerasakos, he should be potter of pain. Because if the Odom dies, can he have an oil from the Odom? Can he be machel the Odom? The dietary clothing? Of course not. He's also banoi. Now, there is a machle case, the Rambam and the Rashbo, as to whether Psar Odom is also Midraise or Psar Odom is not also Midraise. Let's say, suppose a person has an allergy, so the doctor cuts off a piece of flesh from the organism. Then the doctor decides he'll use this flesh for supper. He'll cook it. So, is he awesome? Of course he's awesome. He's certainly awesome in the Rabbono. But the Shikas Rambam means that it's awesome in the Rais. In other words, why is it awesome? Because on the score of Nisares, let's say, Psar Behemo, Bosom Nachai, is the one of the Rais. Bosom Nachai. It's implicit in the posse of Bosom Basod, Trinu, Shechim. So in Mele, it's not. Even Nachai is also because of the love of Eilam Nachai. But according to Rabbi Yechanan, we pass by Rabbi Yechanan, so that kuf in chum. So in order to come within the love of Eilam Nachai, it has to have bosor din batzomets. Let's see, like a hand, something that has bosor din batzomets. But just bosor doesn't come within the love of bosor binafshe. We say, hey, that's the love of Eilam Nachai. But it comes bosor, not together with atzomets in Gidim. So that comes in the love of Basa Basodet, Chayifu Yisachayot. But Psaradom doesn't come within the love of Basa Basodet, Chayifu Yisachayot. Just as another Chayifu, so wouldn't involve an Israel Chayifu, only Chayifu Behemo, Chayifu Chayot, so wouldn't involve. But Chayifu Menodom wouldn't involve an Israel, so in Mele, Psaradom wouldn't come within that love of Basa Basodet, Chayifu Yisachayot. But a Nisar, Beraise, there is Nisar Esse. Zo Nisar Shatachayu. So, and the Torah in Nukhi, it's in Shmini and Nirei. And it enumerates certain things, but another is not enumerated, so there is a Nisar Esser, according to Rambam. The Rashbo is Chelek. Psar Odom does not come even with the Nisaras. And it's only Osam Rabban, Psar Odom. So the Rashba says, in the Shin Samachay, Chil Kalev of the Rashba, Shin Samachay, that why Psar Odom is not Osam Rais, he's Chil Kalev. Because only Osam Rabban, that's only Psar Odom Chai. But Psar Odom is Osam. Is also midrash because of the zerusakos of the zerushode of shom shom mir lavute batom shom miyoyo vofu es shom esoego. So in other words, so sabanoyes is not allowed to eat it. So according to the Rambam, even bosachay is not allowed to eat because of the zerus. And according to the Rashbo, psachay psarodom chay midrash is muteh ba'achile only rabon mitzosea, but psa. Psar Odom Mes is certainly also Bachel, not only Achille, any Anoy. So he's also. Any Anoy is also. So, and he's a Raise, because of Shom Shom. So the Rashbo says in the Chube, in Simon Shin Samachay, and it doesn't make any difference whether it's in Mes Yisrael or in Mes Yichobi, it's still also in the Raise. So the Rashba Shite, and that is mentioned by the Roi, Shinkubetzes, Sudes, the Tanakh, that the same Yisr of Shom Shom applies to an Akum also, even though the Alpuse is Vatome Shom Miriam, and Miriam was an Israeli, she was not an Yisrael, an Ochis, but it applies to every mess, whether it's in Israel or not. So that's the Shittes of the Rashba in the Chutes. Now, Tesis says, Ikashe, you take it. Long when we share the Odom, typically my Messiah, we shall mesh our trap in the ships on the ocean, who mess us about Noye, dashing the Shome Shom Shome Babute, the Birkin Mamidi, we Mishim Shasa, Mutea, Tidam Mutte Kamadevahu, or an Amish ships on the ocean, in other words, you're not allowed to have a Noye family mess. But, let's say, suppose you cut up the hair of the mess. And then you want to have a male from the hair, that you are allowed. So he says, so maybe you could say, with the reason as to why we have to resolve this question of Zasakos of Shevel Odom, but this discussion is without the Zasakos of Shevel Odom. He shouldn't be hired because Misha Meshaway, but an Odom is also a Manoye, the answer is, without the Zasakos of Shevel Odom, so you could have a Manoye, you could cut off the hair. Of the, let's say, if a human being fell into the bear and got killed, so you could cut off the hair and sell the hair. So, we have to resolve it. There's a cause of shirul yodom, even though there is a possibility to have anoye from certain parts of the yodom. So, as he says, if so, shirul shalam yodoshim should also be chayav, because even though he's Tizbach, the Legizo, the Achalto, the Klobin, so only the share itself, the Nevele itself, you cannot give away to Klobin. But to cut off the hair and give it away to Klobin or to whatever, to whoever you want, still is allowed. And still we are married. Shepso Magdoshin from Chir Tashlomi. So apparently, the Hames Yale, Misha Hames Yale, means Misha Hames, the Guf Hames, not the Seah of the Mes. So here too, without recourse to it, as a cause of Shevel Odom. So if an Odom dies in the bay, he should be put out. Because the Guf Hames, he's not allowed to have an Oye. Only the Seah is not considered as an integral part of the Mes. So, Bafi Hochekim Shiit Chiyoseah. Choshev in Hames Yale, Vyesh Lema. והמס יש לו אם אשתו יהיה בשאיר ולמד ממני עודו תן דם ליפור פרק הפור ואין פחדו פירוש והמס יהיה לו אם אשתו יהיה משם לשאוי בקוד גימור עשה זה פרק הפור that even though the same expression of המס יהיה לו is mentioned in the parash of שאיר and it's mentioned in the parash of בייר but it has it they have different meanings in the parash of שאיר המס יהיה לו implies שהבאי מתאפלו מבייר But in the partial Bey Rames Yale has the meaning that Misha Meshale, Yotso Sheyap Sulamidosh, Vashem Kim Vashayir, if Sheyar is Mazik, Sheyap Sulamidosh in Israel. So the Gemara asks the Kashe, how do you know to Darsh the Rames Yale in the partial of Sheyar in the sense of Abayim Tafim Veil? And Rames Yale in the partial of Bey in the sense Misha Meshale, Yotzo, Shepson, Doshin, Shinam, Shalei. Maybe it's that way around. Maybe the Messiah, the Parsha of Sheila, implies that if Sheila is Mazik, if Igea, if Shepson, Doshin is Potter, and the Sheila, the Messiah, the Parsha of Beir, implies that Bayon Tatum, the Gemara gives it that. But the Gemara has a Tash. In other words, when we are married, so that is reference only to another. So I'm sorry, Hamesiale has reference only to Sheila, not another. In other words, Hames at all, we know Paul Shomo Sheila Hamela. So then he says, Vamesiale. So Hamesiale implies Nisha Meshale. In the case of Sheila falling into there, a behavior falling into there, then Misha Meshale. But in the case of something other than Sheila and Behemoth falling into there, so that says Misha Meshale doesn't apply. So the Mele, if not for this as a cause of Shevel Yodo, I would say that Odom is Chayev. Because even though the Torah says Misha Meshalei, and by Odom it's not a Meshalei, but this as a cause of Misha Meshalei is limited only to behemoth falling, not an Odom falling. So that's one text. So Teisa says, another text, that the reason as to why we have to resolve this special Dios HaKosov of Shevli Odom, and without the Zakon Shevli Odom, I would say that an Odom dies in the Beir, so the Bala Beir is Chayev, even though it is also Banoye, because we could apply it. We could apply the special Zakon of Shevli Odom to the case where the Litnayim falls into the Beir. So what does Jesus say? Eved means an Litnayim. Noch Lakon in Israel means an Ovedo. And Akumo. So that by Evet Naim and by Akum, the Yisar of Hanoyim of Imes doesn't apply. In other words, so the Gro in Yardea Simon Shimon Tetz, he says that this thesis is Chilik and Chilis Rajbun Simon Shin Samachin. The Chilis Rajbun Simon Shin Samachin says there is no difference between Imes Yisroel and Imes Akum. Joseph the Messi soil was a banu in Raise, in Mesaku is also a banu in Raise. Shop, even though Miriam was in Israelis. But it doesn't have to be just Dumye de Miriam. So then you could say, only Anisha is also a banu. Miriam is Anisha, not an each. It doesn't make any difference. So it doesn't make any difference. Any mess is also a banu. Any mess is also a banu. So Dumye de Miriam means just as Miriam was mess, so any mess is also a banu in Raise. Teisus is chelik on the Jewish Rashi. And Teisus says that Teisus will learn it out. That's how the Goy assume. Since we learn it out, Miriam was the Israelis, and not just the Israelis, but the Israelis more. Now, an Akum is in Israel. An Akum has Dushas Israel. But an Akum does not have the full Dushas Israel. As Reb Chaim explains, that there is a basic distinction between the Ptur of an Eved in Mitzvah Shazman Gome and the Ptur of Anisha Mitzvah Shazman Gome. The Anisha is called the Gome because it's a special Ptur, Anisha is called Man Gome. The Torah says, it's a Kosovo. And an Eved is part of Man Gome, even though he's a man, not because it's a special Kosovo. Of course it's a Kosovo. But it's a Kosovo implies that an Eved is part of Mrs. Mangome because in respect to Mrs. Sechelas Mangome, we require full Dushas Yisrael. And the Neved does not have full Dushas Yisrael. There is a diminution of Dushas Yisrael in a Neved. Because in order to have, in someone who is endowed with full Dushas Yisrael, there couldn't be Abdus. Kelivne Yisrael Avodim. Avod Ahein Veloy Avod Vavorim. So the union of Abdus is not Shayach in Israel. So then you ask him, Nain is Miskaya, he has Mila and Tfile, but the Rambam calls the Tfile of Mishim Abdus Mixas Deus. And then when the Eved is Mishtachreya, the Rambam says it requires another Tfile Midraise, Uboi Gomer Jerusalem. So that means that the Neve does not have full dishes of soil. So the, apparently the Goy assumes that the Pshat and Tetzvah says, since the Yisra Noye of the Nes is diffused from Shom Shom in Miriam, Miriam was an Israelite and had full dishes of soil. Mashiach came by nothing. He doesn't have any dishes of soil. Or even a Vietnami, he has dishes of soil. He is Ochicho and everything. So, but still, it seems he doesn't have full dishes of soil, so it's not the Miriam. So Mele, the Yisra Noye, Midraise doesn't apply. But, I mean, always made the Cholapokas in the Rabbonon, and Akum, and Nes Akum is also Manoye, that everybody is. So the Gemara says that this thesis is Chelik on the Rashi. Now, but the strange thing, the difficult thing about it is, and the Gemara himself points it out, now, the Rashbo is Chelik on this thesis. The Rashbo, the Chidusha Rashbo, here in Golokame, and that Mundalek in Golokame, says the same thing the thesis says. So there is a stira between the Chidusha Rashbo in Golokame. He says, on the same kasha, why we have to resort to special Zosakosu of Shelia, special Zosakosu of Shelia Yodom, even without Zosakosu of Shelia Yodom. So the Balabeya should be Potter and Nisa Sodom, because it's not a Meshalei. So the Rashbo gives this teres, the second teres in cases, in two places, in Bolokami here, and in Sheshenoda. So the question is, but the Rashbo says himself. So the Yuragor says, Inochanam, the Rashbo says himself. There is a remarkable truth in Shias Yahweh, a remarkable truth. Everyone who is a medical student, and if he's in Tzatz Ben Torah, should go through that tune. This is Shuvah, it's Chelek Aleph of Shias Yavetz, Shuvah Memalech. And this is a Shuvah to a medical student in Italy, who was a Talmid of Rabbi Akande in the early days of that medical student. So he was a Talmid of Rabbi Akande, and apparently that medical student was quite the Yavi, because he mentioned Shemi, Moritz, Avni, Shalmi. So he probably went through Shas, at least on the Fayomi level, so he went through Shas, that medical student. So he asked Rabbi Yaakov Emdeni Shaila, he's a medical student, and then he asked to perform, you know, Nito Chametzim and Candebras. So here's the Shaila whether he's allowed to perform autopsies and Candebras and Shabbos. And the student was mifalko himself into Mukze, as if the whole problem was the Shaila in the Rabbonon and Shabbos, and the Nisachel didn't involve any problem. So Rabbi Yaakov Emden reprimands him. Says, why does he discuss relatively, Isurim Kali, when on Shabbos, when it involves Isurim Deraises, Isurim Deraises, Bimei Sacheo, he says. First of all, there's a Nisa of Nidu Ames, and Nisa of Nidu Ames is a Nisa Deraise. We see from the Gemore in Chul, Daphi Dalet, the Gemore says, how do we know that we go basarov? We go basarov because the Torah says that the mitzeach is chayimis. Why aren't we chayishish? Maybe the niotzeach. Maybe the niotzeach is a chayim. So the Gemara says, v'chi teime nivike, in other words, that we perform an autopsy upon the niotzeach. So we make sure that he's not a traitor. He doesn't have a mark, one of the markers that made him a traitor. So in our way, so it's a Nisar of Nivu. If the Nisar of Nivu Ames would be a Nisar Rabbon, so what kind of a Moritz Kashi is Vokmin Avnei? So it's a Raya, that's a Nisar Raiz. It's a Nisar Raiz. Then the Gemara says, V'chitein Mishimim Mishomid Ahai. So it's good that. But Gemara says v'chitena nivdike. So coming out there, so we see that it's an isa v'raiz. Where is the mokia for the isa of nivu ames v'raiz? So it's very simple. I mean, there is the law in the Torah of risominus migrose. So even b'sheva v'raize, when somebody has a mess, a disease, and he's not, and he waits with his chure, he lets him stay unburied overnight. So he's even allowed the rice. We saw this was it because that is also an indignity. And there is Michel Altaise, Allah has come over Hamo. And then, when you cut up the cadaver, the mess, so you have a noy, you are mishtamish. Mishtamish, so a mess is also a midrash. And then he says, and maybe you will tell me, that's what Rabbi Yaakov Emet says, and maybe you will tell me that you only perform autopsies upon goyim, mason goyim, not Israelim. So he says, chas v'sholem, that such a thing should be said. Because the Yisrael of Nivu HaMes and the Yisrael of Yisrael Amoya HaMes applies equally to an Yisrael and to a Goy. And then, it's a matter of fact, now, he doesn't. So, in respect to the Yisrael Amoya HaMes, so it seems that there is a machlokes between Tesis and Jewish Rajah. But in respect to Nivu HaMes, whether it applies to Mesakum or not, we don't find the shame in discussing it. But there is a Rambam. I mean, not everything that I'm mentioning is mentioned by the Shiva Siavetz, but the Shiva Siavetz takes it for granted that it goes without saying that the Nisar of Nivu HaMes applies to the Saku, and he says even the Nisar of the Hanoi of the Mes also applies to Saku. So the Jews are Rashba. Then he says, but you'll tell me, Tesresi, and apparently the Talmud of Rabbi Yaakov Emet, he was a big Yadi, so he mentioned the Tesres in Borokame. So he says, you mentioned the Tesres in Borokame, so that Tesres in Borokame requires an explanation. And he gives an explanation, whereby According to his explanation, so even Tetzis is made it. That the Yisrael Anoye of Bimeis applies to Mesam. So once the Shachmet is no Sunsi. But first he says that it goes without saying that the Yisrael of Yiruames applies to Mesam the same way as it applies to Mesisor. So he doesn't say it, doesn't mention Mokyam, but there is a Ramban. Definitely the Ramban certainly, according to the Ramban, the Yisrael of Yiruames certainly applies to the Raisa, to an act. Now, the law. The Chidiyah B'i Shchit Mishpat Moves Lumos Visoluso Yisei Aleitz Visolim Yivosei Aleitz Ki Kovei Oti Gremu Vali Mahut Ki Kilo Lasa Leki Yim Tolu Lumisitam Yis Admos Cho Asher Adishem Olekeach Olei Yisro Chonachim. So the Rambam says, V'inei Hameis Hatol Oy Afilu Hameis Be'aretz Eila B'shnei Lav B'yese U'b'chutz Lo'aretz B'yese Do'isis. In other words, if somebody is made in a space in Chutzlot, in America, the Chutzlot, he's in there, he loves, and he's. What is the love? We saw him say, what is the essay? What is the essay? The essay is, come if you go by him out. So if he lets him stay overnight, unless he's a craving, let's say, because the craving, the children have to come from overseas or from out of town, so then you are out. Or let's say if you can't have the funeral the same day because there will be a very small funeral, so then you are allowed to be made. But only Kreid Ames you are allowed to be made. Shalom Kreid Ames, so I even allowed the right sentence. That's even Chutz La'aretz. But in our soil you are even too loud, because the Torah says we saw him with Mosei, our AIDS, he covered the Grand Bayim Aruch, he was the King Talu, the Luisitam is at Moskva, and the Shemel Yahon is not. So in that soil there is an additional. So the Ramban says, in Amel, in Atomu, Yafil, Hames, Pierre, in the Mishnei, Lav, in Vese, or the Chutzlo, in Vese, the Luis, it's a Ah, Hashulon, in Atomu, Kashem, Virashti, in Alav, Aze, that's the crucial portion of the Ramban. ומן הלב הזה כובן ירישוע מלחיק נער ביימון אף על פי שגבולו סונקו שהזכיר רבי סייבו בגלל אלי אבי זורר יצמן שירישוע רוחים ובזיין אמינים הוא רוחל בית איזרלי צבי רואי לשיפ אופי ירישוע בנון so ירישוע מיצו that he should be brought with full on the same day not the next day. Why was he so cautious? Because if ירישוע had waited If Yeshua had waited for the next day, he would be able the love of resolving the glossy alayates. And that is the essence of that love is Nivuames. Even Bishabal Tais. Allah has come Khamu become Vasei. So the Ramban says explicitly that the love of resolving so that applies into now. Now somebody in the Torah journals, so he mentioned Rai, he said that Ramban is contrary to the Gemara, because the Mishnah in Hanizokin says, can we may say Akum may say is hoy with the Dakishola? So it's only a Khim Dakishola? According to Ramban, it's around the Rai, say, but that's no kasha. He just didn't understand the Mishnah. When the Mishnah says, Mifani Sinani Yakum Imani Yisroel Tidar Kisholem, Minacham Imani Yakum Imani Yakum Avel Yakum, Im Avel Yisroel Tidar Kisholem, Kevri Meisi Yakum Imesi Yisroel Tidar Kisholem. So there the Mishnah discusses all the Gilus Chasodim that we owe to a Jew, so we have to do it, to Enochi Yidm Enochi Yidid Abizor. I mean, as far as education is concerned, so the Rambam says, then it's not just on the basis of Darkei Shomim, so it's on the basis of Nus Hasodim, the mitzvah. But in respect to the Chovim, one who is either of Zayin Mitzvah, the Neach, so we are Mechuyev in all the Nus Hasodim, that we are Mechuyev to Israel, we are Mechuyev to do it, to not, even if it's a Chovim. So that means, let's say, if you know a certain goy, even if he's an Eved Akum, and let's say, and there is a funeral, so Mifidat Kisholim, we are Mechuyev to show the same thing as Chasodim that one would show to an acquaintance of his who is Jewish. So then you would be mechuyev to go to the funeral, be melavim. So it's mentioned here that we are mechuyev to be melavim. We see a funeral, a hearse leading in the street, a mes nochi. We don't know who he is. So mitnaki sholim, we are mechuyev to be melavim. So there it says mitnaki sholim in the gnuas chasodim of kvures akum, which means not just the fact that he has to be buried, not wait till he has to participate. Participate in the burial, in the Himus Chasodim. That's only the Dati Sholem. Mashenkin, the essence fact that he has to be buried, he should not be left unburied. That's what the Rayan said. That's how the Rayan said. Anyway, the Ramban says that. The Rabbeinu Hov, the one who was Miyasi, the learning of the Dafayomi, so Rameya Shapiro, in his Shures, so he says, and the question is whether the Issa of Nivu Ames applies to an act, to a Guri, or not. So he says it's a machleket between Rashi and Rambam. He mentions this Rambam. The Rambam says, Yizeh uminalav hazeh kova Yehoshua malchitnam b'neimah. So the Rambam shiki is that the Issa of Nivu Ames applies to a Guri and even an Akum, and even a Guri. Even the melochim of the Zainamim, so they were Rishoyim, because the halacha is, the Rambam says, that when we wage war against Zainamim, we have to ask them to be mekabel Zayin Mitzvah Neach, and if they are mekabel Zayin Mitzvah Neach, we are not allowed to wage war against them. So since they were killed, apparently they refused to be mekabel Zayin Mitzvah Neach. So that means they were Eid Amizore, they were Eber Anol Zayin Mitzvah Neach. So even in respect to Nachum Eroshe, the love of the Solomon of Lose applies. Even Bishem Otai say, Allah has come with Hamo, the Kumbase. But he says, Rashi is Chelik and Rambam. Why? Because Rashi says, and the Posse Kikilo as a Lekim Tolu, so he says, Ziruzuri shall melachu, shall Odom also be with Yekne, the Israel in Bono. The Israel in Bono. So Rashi emphasized the fact, the Israel in Bono. That's only Shayach by Israel, but by Nes Hakum. Chvilim Yisroel should be calling Bonim Amokim, but Nochim are not calling Bonim Amokim. But that is no kind. So he says, according to the Ramban, so the Kilas Elikim Tolum is based upon the fact that Chaviv Odom Sheim brought its own Elikim. So Nakum is also Chaviv, that the Paras Yisroel points out that the right girls in Perik is Chaviv Odom Sheim. She nivrov tzalmikim, not choviv odom she nivrov tzalmikim, because atom kolim yodim ve nivrov choviv chaymorim. But Teisa says the kashe, but the more says, Rameir in amnayin shapiru akum veisi v'tir of izayin isi v'day, sharei pingodo shenema ashe yaseo iso mo odom v'chay boi, ashe yaseo iso kahan yodim v'yisroi yoi nema, as yaseo iso odom, hol vadato shapiru akum veisi v'tir o arei ki pingodo, v'izayin isi v'day, but Atim Kuri Modim Kovim Kuri Odom. So Ramdam says there is a difference between Odom and Odom. I don't want to go into it. So another, an Akum and Seirom are not Koru Odom, but Odom, they are Koru. So the Sionte says that the right Gersi, there are two Gersi in Perek. One Gersi is Chovim Odom Shelim Rom Tzomukim, and the other Gersi is Chovim Hodom. So the Sionte points out that the right Gersi is Chovim Hodom, because it goes without saying that even a goy is chaviv. So he should say chaviv hodom shelivro b'zalmukim, not chaviv hodom. So he says, Rabbi Shapiro says, according to the Rambam, so when the Torah says kikil asalikim tolu, it's based upon the fact of shelivro b'zalmukim, so that applies to an akum too. But Rashi emphasizes the fact the Yisroel in Bono, but it's no raya that Rashi is chaviv. Because while Rashi mentions the Yisroel in Bonov, Rashi also mentions Zilzuri Shal Melachu, Shal Odom also be with Yeknei the Yisroel in Bonov. So in other words, in respect to Yisroel, so it's in Mochamu. But he mentions the fact Shal Odom also be with Yeknei, and this Shal Odom also be with Yeknei applies to Akum also. So there is no Raya that Rashi is Chelik and Ramban. Anyway, the Ramban says so in so many words, and the Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Shulem Emale, so he says, as Dova Poshut, he doesn't mention Ramban, doesn't mention Rashi, as Dova Poshut, and then he says, and then he's Ranoim. So the the Talmud mentioned the Teisves. The Teisves in Golokame. But there is a Chilis Arash. Bob and the Shechon Oroch Paschus and Shimon and Tess like the Chilis Arash. Shimon Tess. Mess, Beni Rechokovim, Beni Yisroel, Tachnicho Basurim Bamoy, and it's mashma, not Yisroel, Yidreise, and Yichovim Yirabon. But it's mashma in the same Yisa. So it's like the Chilis Arashbo. So then, he said, the Goyen says, then the Chilis Arashbo, and Simen, Shin Samacheich, and Kaushim Rechai, Avol Arashbo, Kame, Kosav Vipshitus, the Messi Yichovim Muta Bamoy, the Chil Kosav Teisvishon. So there is a share between one Rashbo and the other Rashbo. But Rabbi Yaki Kennedy says that there is no machlekes between the Rashba and Tesis. And we have to say like Rabbi Yaki Kennedy. We have to say like Rabbi Yaki Kennedy. Because otherwise there is a steer in the Rashba itself. The Rashba in Murakame. The Rashba in Murakame in the first period and in the fifth period. So he says like Tesis. And at the same time, the Rashba in Mechuna says that the same Yisrael Raisa applies even to an Akko. So the Rashba says, Tesis doesn't say. Tesis says the shele yodom itzrichli eved ulmochu hakon li yisroel shenok al yidei adam shal adam. So first of all, Tesis mentions Erev Naim too. Erev Naim is Yisroel. Why? So it's not doing it in Miriam. So the pshat in Tesis is, in other words, the gzeras hakosuf of shom shom in Miriam applies only to Ben Chirin, not to an odom enes in whom he has a kingdom of. So Evet Naimi, so the master, the Odin, has name Kinyan like Kinyan Bishir and Hamere. So it's not doing it in Miriam in the sense that Miriam was a Basher. No one had any title in Miriam. So Mashenkin and Evet Naimi, even though Evet Naimi has Mitzvah Deus and has Bishas Yisroel, but he has a Kinyan mummy. So the Mele, that is a Hanoye of Inez. Applies only, it has to be Dunya de Miriam, that was a Basheri. It doesn't apply to an Odom in whom the Odin has a Kiyamon. So, even a Retani who is, has vicious Israel, and certainly another Dom, and Yochi HaKonu Israel. So, Tesis emphasizes the fact that it's Konu Israel. So, in other words, it doesn't apply to someone in whom the Odin has a Kiyamon. There's the Xeros Akosu. But an Akume Ben Chayrin, even an Akume Roshe, like the Melochim of the Zayin Amenim. So there, not that he says in respect to Nibuanes. Alright, but the same thing in the Isa of Anoye applies even to an Akume, even an Akume Roshe. But he says here he's not basing it upon a distinction between a Israel and the Akum. But I Tesis equates Evet Naimi also. Evet Naimi is vicious Yisroel, unless we are going to say, so of course according to the Gross Pshat, we have to say that according to Tesis, it has to be doing it in Miriam, that he has to have the full vicious Yisroel. And Evet Naimi will have the full vicious Yisroel. All right, so, but Tesis emphasizes Onochi Akum Yisroel. So it's a remarkable Pshat. It's a remarkable Tshuva. It's a remarkable Tshuva in Tshuva Memalef, and it's worthwhile that everybody should go over the children, because there are too many so-called Nitorah who pass the Shaila and say, well, you can do this and you can do that and you don't have to do this and you don't have to do that. So the Rabbi Yaki Kennedy discusses the status of going today, that we are mechuye to be Mishneh Ezgufom and to support them and to have compassion upon them, not only because of Darki Sholem. Darki Sholem applies even to Nakum Roshe. But an Akum is not a Roshe, so we are mechuyev midraise to help them and to protect them and to be matzel them and to heal them, like in Israel. We are whole, so it's worthwhile in order to prevent the Chil Hashem from Jews who pretend to be Bnei Torah and who do many things that involve kessel and gneiv and all kinds of things. It's worthwhile to go over that children and all.
Shir Mem Ches and Bava Kama, Chof Shvat, Hei Tov Shir Mem Gimel, February 3rd,
1983
on
Thursday. Even if he supplied part of the mazik, not the whole thing, not the whole mazik. So it's considered as if he supplied and he set up the whole. So what does it mean? Tona Rabba, Yichsharti mitzas niskei, chabti mitashvun niskei, kiach shakol niskei. Okay? Achim gebe yapisho, ubo achim ishun elatsovo, ho achim chaye. So he flew in the day of 9:40. Then Shimei, Yos, dog in Abba Teva, he was mashing metu asoro, so achim chaye. So it's a special just a cause. So in other words, and according to the Rabbonon, so even if, let's say, Levi falls in and gets hurt, Levi falls in and gets hurt, or Behemet falls in and gets hurt, so as far as Mizikin is concerned, not Nisei. So it could have been affected by the ninth Roch in Be'er as well. So then we should say, Dabot is about fish lemates, if a behemoth gets killed. So Mele, Ruben's day did not set up the mazik that could kill the behemoth. Mashenke, if let's say, if ladies behemoth got hurt, got injured, so then even without Shimon's addition of digging another tefach, it could have happened. So both should be chayav, and that's the shita of Rebbe. But Rabbonon say no. Rabbonon say no. So this is what the mission means. All right. Now things just mentioned. Gaman achren chayav according to Rabbonon. Gaman zok v'rishin pota mikul uferik haporo mifor eshtam dechsi ki yichre echod v'leishnai v'chiyu bebaster osi v'likam yom akrov ames yilei. So since the Torah says ki yich echod l'shnayim, the question is which one? The first one or the second one? But since the Torah says v'amesi alei, so in other words the Torah says in effect that the one who caused the mise, he is the one that is responsible. So even if the hezek was a hezek of nizoki, so according to Rebbe, it's exerzakosu that the one who made it into a bear for Mise is higher than for himself. But it's on the basis of the Zakos. So that's the pshat in the Mishnah. Yichshach to the Mitzas Mise, even though Shimon set up only part of the Mazik, because nine Tvochim were set up, were dug by Reuven. So Shimon is responsible as if he had dug the whole bear. We'll look at it. Tani achim abiyati shobu achim ishim lato achim chaye rebe in racha achim mizar ashneyem lizokim ach ashneyem lizok lezid rashim achim chaye bin meiz bi asher bin muza vitani poshim kam nikoy feshin es aporo ach achim mise im is asher lo yishalei hog yishen klum vitesvochim eim ben pleomis ach ashneyem lizok di muzik asher lemeit yishalei bin shneyem ach poplama. So the first lashon in the Gemara is that this Mishnah that says Chashav in Mitzas Niskei, Chapti Tashlum Niskei Ashkol Niskei accords with Rabbanon. And Rabbi says no, it can accord with Rabbi also. But when Mishnah says Chapti Tashlum Niskei, Ki Ashkol Niskei, the Mishnah is reference to the case of Nizoki. I'm sorry, the case of Mise. So a case of Mise. So then, even Rebbe is made it, that only the second one is high. So the question is, what kind of a, so why does the Mishnah say? Bishleime, if we say that the Mishnah called with Rabbanon, and the Mishnah is reference to a case where a behemoth got injured, not killed. So then we understand as to why the Mishnah uses that lashon. Yichshalti b'mitzchas niskei, chavti b'tashlum niskei, keach shakol niskei. Because al pisvor pshuto, So the two of them should be chayim, because they both set up a mazik kibbeil. So it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. But according to Rav Popesikim, that the Mishnah is referenced to the case where Behemi got killed. So why does the Mishnah resort to the fact, there's a special halacha, that Yechshalti Mikzas Niskei, Chavti Mitashlome Niskei, Yashikon Niskei. How can we be Mechayev Ruvein? How could there be Salkedaitoch that Ruvein is Chayev? Ruvein did not set up a Mazik that could kill the Be'er. It was Shimon who set up a Mazik. So what kind of a chiddush is it? It's much more that Mishnah is on the basis of a special principle of Yechshalti Mitzas Niskei, Chavti Mitashlome Niskei, Yashikon Niskei. It's a double portion. No, it's not. The answer is it's not such a double portion. Because we could say that even in respect to Mises, as a matter of fact, the Gemara Darshan said from the post. So not only the Rabbonim Darshan from the post, according to the Rabbonim, so the fact was Kirch and Echad and Mishnayim and Vamesim, how would it probably chill Mises? So it implies that even if Nizokin occurred, an injury occurred, so still only the last one is high. So it's a big chiddush. But even according to Rebbe, there is a big chiddush implicit in the pasuk. Because without the special nosakosu, I would say no. Mr. Asvore, they both should be high. Even if the misaker, because it's true that the first digging could not have set up a mazik of Nisi. And the second digging? So Bishleme, if the second one, the first one dug 9 tvachim, and then the second one dug another 10 tvachim, then we don't have to resort. So then it's a double portion. But in the case where the first one dug 9 tvachim, and the second one dug 1 tefach, So, Mitzad Asvore, the heavy buildings of Zakosuf would say, Tabot Chayim, to the first Be'er, the digging by the first one, so did not set up in Mazik of Nise, and the digging by the second one by itself, without the first one's digging, would have set up in Mazik of Nise, only 1 tefach, couldn't be fatal 1 tefach. So in other words, so that means that the Mazik of Nise was created through the calculation of the two of Reuben and Shimon. Now suppose that goes without saying. Suppose Reuben and Shimon would dig a bale of 10, bivasacha, simultaneously. They both would take shovels and they would dig a bale of 10 tvoch in bivasacha. So of course both are here. So what, Mr. Asvore, what difference does it make whether the two of them dig a bale of 10 tvoch in simultaneously, bivasachas, or first one digs 5 tvachim, and then the other one digs 5 tvachim. Does it make any difference whether it's dog with basachas or it's dog with zehachase? So if not for the special zehachosu of kiyiche echon ulishnayim, and v'omakom ames yilei ha'udi kovichi onise, so then it's rasvore, we should say that both chayim. Even though there was a hezek of mis. So that's why, but because there's a kosher, so that's why the Gemara and the Mishnah resorts to this principle of Pirshalti Mitzas Niskei, Chavti Mitashlum Niskei, Kiyashakol Niskei. Because even the Achre is Pirshalti Mitzas Niskei, because only dog is 1 tefach. But 1 tefach on top of 9, here 2 tvachim, of here to 4, 9 tvachim dog out, so is creates a mass of this. So mele, it's not such a double portion. So it's on basis of the aloche of Yechshalti Mitzas Niskei, Chavti Mitashlume Niskei, Yechshakon. Alright. V'divrei Haki, Rakopo Amas Nitole Yechshakon Niskei, Nechai Lo Achei, V'mitze Shmira Shira Komaya. Haki, Rafi Rebbe Toma, Racha Achei, Nise. Why? Because this was a kosu, Ki Yich Yechon Yishmayim, and the Yechon has reference to the one who took the 10th step. Because the Torah says, "Amen, Siyale." Now the Gemara says, "Kashi, Maskip Lo Rab Zeire, Visumeke." In other words, this halacha in the Mishnah of Yechshalti Mitzas Niskei, Chavti Mitashlume כל נזכה, כך שהכל חפתי בתשום הנזכה, כך שהכל נזכה, כנורמי בוידיאליז, in case of אחות חיפי רטישו, ובוח הרשימו עשור, it can be visualized in other cases too. What other cases? וסולקי רואים כמוסר שני ולחמיש אמני אודום ופה שבו יחד מהם ואיזיק חיה. Suppose the Baal HaShair is Meisair HaShair to HaShair Meir. So now what is? Moskva Nishimachino, Nishimachocho, Nishimachocho Baaseicher Kulo Nichnis Utachas HaBailim. Even though the Chiyu to pay for the damages caused by HaShair is based upon the money. Now, if the Baalim turned over the Shea to HaShair Meir, so who has title in the Shea? The Baalim. Not the Shema, the Shema has no title, it's just the Shema. But here there is a special aloha, that without the Chiyuv Tashmumin of Nizokin, so the Shema is considered a Baal. The Shema is considered a Baal. As a matter of fact, the Rosh Hashanah Rambam is, the Rambam was such a daikon, everywhere. The Rambam says, Kol nefesh chayo shi birshu shi shalodom, shi yiziko habayim chayom mishalim, shari momenu mizik. The Rambam doesn't say, כל נפש חיו, שהיא מומני של אדם, שהיא זיקו, הביילים חיו ונשאלו. But he says, כל נפש חיו שהיא ברשוסי של אדם, that is in the custody, not דווקא that he has title. Because if the Rambam had said, כל נפש חיו שהיא מומני של אדם, so then it should follow, רובי נאול זה שאיר, and רובי engaged שימן את השאיר of the שאיר. Who should be חיו? Who should be חיו? Not שימן. It's not מומני. The answer is, but since it was turned over to the Shmirat of by Shimon, so that means it's Birshusei of whom, not of Ruben. Because Ruben delegated Shmirat custody over the Shea. Birshusei means custody. Any animal that is in the custody of a person, if it was Mazi, so the Bali, who is the Bali? Not that usually the one who has title. But sometimes the Bali in Izokin is not the one who has title, but the one who has custody over the bain. So that's why the Rambam says, so if somebody engages a Shena to watch over the Shea, and then the Shena is Mazik, so not the Bible is Chayah, but the Shena is Chayah. So, question, this is like, we can more Sashir and Hamish of the Odom, in Paul Shabayach Melvin Chayah. In other words, suppose he turned over the Shmira of the Shema to five different individuals. And one, let's say, the last one, so, was the fifth one. So it was Pishaya, and then the Shea was Mazi. So then, the fifth one is Chaye. Even though the other four, equally, did not take care of the acts. So still, the last one is Chaye. So you more as it can hear them. He lay me the beloved, you will have a minta, pshite, the you call it. If Habzeir has reference to the case where without that the Sheol is so ferocious, he's so difficult to be watched, that four people couldn't exercise the proper control over it. In other words, in order that the Sheol should be curbed and watch, so it requires five different individuals to take care of it. So naturally, now let's see how Rashi explains it. He had very bad habits. In other words, the Shea had very bad habits. He was very ferocious, very bad. So he required the Shmira by five people. So Pshite, Einzu Yichshar to be Mitzas Niskei, Elokol Niskei, the Lidomeli Hishlim Be'elasor, the Av, Algav the Kaimelon, Be'yotes, the Liav the Mise, Nizokim Yavde, Nizokim Yavde, Visiyo Rishin Bagomas Misose, Vinisrael Misne Dachel Chaye. In other words, if the Shemir is so ferocious that Shmir by by one is not enough. Will not kill the share. Shmira by four is not enough. In order to control the share, there has to be a shmira by five. So melee, of course the fifth one is higher. The fifth one is higher. So, Ein zu yachsharti b'mitzas niskei. Se alukol niskei v'leidome lihishlim be'er asol. The apple got the time alone. Be'er tez the l'avde nise nizokim y'avde. V'siyu ha'orishim ba'komas m'sisose v'yisrach al-nise v'achrei chayot. Dach chayot. So, the more el or the b'l'avde nuaz. So, elo, Pshita diuko, elo di blaviu namenitea, maiko, now let's see here. Shivle. Now the second shayla raised by the Gemara. Elo, ilin laviu, il laviu laviu tapshite diukov. So he's hired. So Rashi explains that diukov. So it's not even on the basis of hechsharti b'mitzas niskei, because then he contributed the whole nezek because he requires shmira by five. So, when the Gemara says, Ilayme di lavi lavi minta, what does it mean? Lavi minta, and so he didn't watch it, and the other four did watch it. So of course, he's the only one that is hired, because the other four were not negligent. They did their duty. But this shei requires shmira by five. And the other four, so ilayne, the blaviu loyavimita. It requires a shmira by five people. And the other four did watch it. And then the fifth one, let's say the fifth one, Yehude. Ruben Shimon, the Shomimo, Ruben Shimon Levi, Yehude Yisoho. So Yisoho, the fifth one was negligent. And Ruben Shimon Levi, Yehude, they were not negligent. They did watch. So naturally, he is hired. They did the shmira. It's not an Indian of Hirshaut the Mitzas Nisei, Ki Hershea, Kol Nisei. The others watched and he didn't watch. And that Sheya required a shmira by all the five. So it's Hirshaut Kol Nisei, because the other four did watch. So it's a double push. So but then, Elo. You love you, Namininta. Here is already a controversial thing. I mean, the Pshat in the Gemara, a controversial element in it is the Pshat in Maikov. So Rashi explains, Elo, you love you, Namininta. Maikov, so there are two Pshat in it. Elo, you love you, Namininta. What does it mean? So that he doesn't require Shmire by all the five. In other words, let's say first, the Bailin turned over the Sheya to the Shmire by Ruben Shimon Levi. Yisoko was not even around. And the four of them undertook Shmire. And that Sheya requires Shmire by four. It doesn't require Shmire by four. Then after Ruben Shimon Levi, they undertook Shmire of that Sheya. So then Yisoko came in and he said, oh, I am undertaking, and I am so efficient, I by myself can control the ship. So, and then what happened? So, Ruben Shimon, Levi Yehude, they heard what Yisachar says. He's so efficient. He by himself can curb the Sheya. So they didn't take care of him. They have such a wonderful person, such a wonderful worker. And he didn't take care of the Sheya either. And the Sheya was mazik. So the Gemara says, my problem, the Yechayifu. So that took shot. One pshat is like Rashi's pshat. My kovi, v'nechayifu. So in other words, since they already undertook, before he undertook to watch. So Reuven Shimon Yehuda undertook to watch the Sheir. So the male, he didn't do anything. Suppose he hadn't volunteered, he hadn't undertaken to watch the Sheir. So it could have been watched by the father. And when he undertook, they didn't say, if so, then we are potent. In other words, they remain responsible. So, because they, it's not that they were released from Shmira. The Bible didn't release the original four Shomrim from Shmira upon the fifth one's undertaking to watch. In other words, they remained responsible. They remained bound to watch the Sheva. But the fifth one also undertook. But then he didn't. And the others didn't either. So then, in such a case, my covid, being a Hayev Klum. So the other four should be Hayev, and he should be Potaligam. That's one pshat. Other Shem said, that's Rashi's pshat, Tesis pshat, and then